Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Yes, 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 it's Friday, November the 29th, and hopefully you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We all seem to have made it through. This morning as we were traveling in, yes, we are live in the studio. As we were traveling in, it was certainly a different scene on the roads this morning. You know what? Everybody is up already, ready for Black Friday. People are on the prowl. I mean, as we were getting into the city, D.C., people are, I mean, already jam-packed into the malls.
Absolutely. Keep those dollars local.
Yes, indeed. We want to encourage all of our listeners to make sure that you support all of our local vendors, our local malls. That's how we keep our economy robust and vibrant. And it was good to see. And I'm going to tell you one thing. We came back into the city on last evening, and I don't know what was happening, but there was a line like I have never, ever seen outside of Best Buy. I'm assuming it was Best Buy. I mean, people were everywhere. I don't know if they were giving something away, DC, or what.
They got the deals on the techie items.
On the techies were out in full force, in full effect. And I'm going to tell you what, this morning is another beautiful, crisp, cool morning. In fact, everything was kind of frozen over, iced over this morning, or frosted over, I should say. It was probably about 30 degrees when we left this morning, and the sun was up and beautiful. And you can imagine what the gentleman across from me was thinking and saying.
Optimal fishing weather for white perch.
Optimal fishing weather for white perch.
We will be going immediately following the show.
And if you saw us coming in this morning, you saw that we were hitched up and ready to go get them.
We are going hunting for some white boys.
Going hunting.
White boy slabs. White perch, baby.
Well, let me just ask you this, DC. How was your Thanksgiving? And are you hungover this morning from food?
Absolutely not, Carlette. I just want to commend you on the meal that you put together for our little family. It was excellent. Turkey, cornbread dressing, mac and cheese, and green beans, and dinner rolls.
Well,
and I was in complete moderation.
Uh-huh.
And let's not forget about Granny's sweet potato pie. The pies were awesome. Plus, I still need to get one of Jackie's pies. I meant to call her back yesterday. She called me. Jackie, I will be in touch with you this weekend to get one of those scrumptious sweet potato pies.
And let me just say that I did have some help with my dinner. But I'm going to tell you what. All of our friends yesterday, you guys inspired me. All of those amazing cooks that were going to have their dinner on the table by 11:30, 12 noon. You know what? That has not ever been our family's tradition. And my sister was listening to the show live in Illinois, and she said, you know what? We've got to make that our goal. It's like at our house, we cook all day. And I think that, you know, yesterday I kind of got it. I think that is why we overeat during the holidays. You know, because you're constantly grazing and you're hungry, and so you're eating as you cook. But yesterday, I got so inspired that I went home and I finished up the little things that I had to do so that our little family could sit down right about 12:30 and eat lunch / dinner. And I'm going to tell you what, I was telling my mom yesterday, I said, I wish I had a love for the kitchen, but I just don't. And she said, you know what, that's just not what you're gifted in. And she said, that's okay. That's okay. She said, you've never loved the kitchen, but I did have some help with my meal, and it came out good. The one or two things that I can do in the kitchen, you know, it's okay.
Excellent job.
It's excellent okay. Job. And isn't it great when you have a man that if you do anything, he praises that? Thank
well,
you.
Because I'm just not.
Thank
hard,
you, baby.
Please.
You're really, really not. And people can hear it in my voice. They know I'm not a cook. But you know what? Yesterday I did get inspired. And I am going to try to do better. But you know what? Everybody just doesn't love the kitchen. And I think that that's okay, too. Just as my mom
said. I love it.
You love
I just can't cook.
But you love to eat. You
yes.
love to eat.
Yes, I do.
And D.C., we got to thank all of our folks on yesterday from all across the country.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Just inspired and provoked such a great conversation. And just really, really gave us a sense of Thanksgiving.
That's holiday conversation we're going to start calling it.
Yes.
You know, being that we're the hardest working people in media, and we're always here on just about every holiday.
I know.
You know, I got a new plan, though, for the next holidays I'm going to put into action.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying anything.
Uh-oh.
Big C!
Hey, you know what? We have dubbed this. I have this new magazine, and I hope you guys pick it up. And we had the editor-in-chief on. I'm losing track of time, but I think it was this week. And the magazine is called Live Happy. And, you know, this magazine has just really inspired us, along with the Chicken Soup for the Soul stories. And so one of the things that we read in the book was, one of the stories was called The Thankful Zone. And we have created not only the OPT Network, but we're adding, for this season, we're adding The Thankful Zone. And it just puts you in a mindset of what you're thankful for and why. And as I have read these stories and read through the magazine, it really gave me a deeper sense of thankfulness. And I really decided within myself that it's just those small things that I could be thankful for and that we should be thankful for, that sometimes we never, ever forget or we never, ever remember to be thankful for. And let me tell you, this morning, as we were up very early this morning, we had some wonderful, wonderful fellowship this morning before we came to work, if you know what I mean. Really, really good. And yeah, that's good too. Which one is
excellent fellowship?
Excellent fellowship.
Way to get your day started.
way to get your day started. And so this morning, as I was getting dressed, I said, you know what? I'm thankful for hot water. As you turn on your faucet, when you live in an old house like we do, sometimes it takes the water a long time to heat up, the hot water. And I said, you know what? I am thankful for hot water. But we know that you're started this morning. There are people milling around everywhere. We want to encourage you and remind you that there are lots of people in the city. And as we were driving in, we saw a license plate from California. And we said, you know what? Those people love some family here in Central Louisiana because they drove a long way to be with their family. And so we want to encourage you that as you're traveling in this morning into the city with your thankfulness and getting ready for Black Friday, that you are mindful about those people that are visiting the Twin Cities. Please be courteous. Show them some great attention as they're traveling, especially around the South traffic circles. We see way too many accidents happening. And you know what? People are really a little bit aggressive this morning. They're headed out. They've got their list. They know what it is that they're trying to do. And they are very, very tunnel vision. So we want you to be mindful, be careful. Most importantly, stay off of those mobile devices as they are very, very dangerous, especially with so much traffic on the road. But as we switch gears, it is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We are going to tell you who is joining Real Women, Real Talk this Friday. If you're just getting your morning started, 7:47 a.m. Central Standard, 8:47 Eastern. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia Mortgage. Remember, if you're looking for a dream home, you're looking for financing, you're looking for creative ways to get it done, and an easy way to qualify, the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage can help you. And here's what you do. Simply phone 318-561-8020. 561-8020. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana. They are building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And McDonald's of Pineville. All right, everybody. We want you to stay on point for Real Women, Real Talk. It promises to be great conversation. And when we come back from break, we're going to tell you who's joining. Stay on point, the official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians. Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Boy, that's a beat, huh? If you hadn't gotten up and gotten started this morning, that beat makes you want to get up and do something. It's Black Friday. You're on point. And if you're just getting started, it's 7:57 a.m. Central Standard, 8:57 Eastern. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And let me tell you who's joining us this morning on Real Women, Real Talk. Miss Octavia Jackson Williams. Octavia, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Good morning, Central Louisiana and the surrounding area.
All right. And Miss Teresa Bowie.
Good morning. Good morning.
And let me add, they are looking quite fabulous on this Black Friday morning, the morning after Thanksgiving. Also, we're going to be joined in the studio by Miss Christy Small. We're waiting for her arrival. We call those arrivals the fashionably late arrivals. But ladies, talk about, Octavia, how your Thanksgiving was this Thanksgiving 2013.
Oh, Carlette, it was fabulous. You know, it was really relaxed. I didn't have to cook anything.
Uh-oh. Where'd you guys eat?
My dad's. He did everything from the turkey to the dressing yes, Daddy, I love you, Pastor Jackson, I love you. He had macaroni and cheese. I think that he does the best, but I may step on some toes, but in my opinion, he does the best sweet potato pie ever. I actually set my scale back 10 pounds so that I would be able to gauge.
I have to differ with you because my mom probably does the best sweet potato.
Yeah, we can have that right. The beauty is if we put them in the same room, we'll get the benefit of it.
Absolutely.
So.
Wait, let me back up a couple ticks. You set your scale back?
Yes, 10 pounds back, just so that I...
That is a mind massage if I've ever heard one. You set it back 10 pounds so you wouldn't feel so bad.
So I wouldn't feel so bad. And, you know, I ate one time yesterday. I went back twice for dessert, so that really doesn't count. And and I had a great time. And then I went to visit with my dear sister, and a shout-out to Melissa Hinton Broussard. She's in Hinston. We drove to Hinston, and we hung out with her, and we had a surprise visit from my other mother, Miss Linda, who came from Indiana. They drove all night.
Wow.
So we just had an awesome time, and I shouldn't have said this, but we somehow got ourselves to Walmart. And I have an issue really with shopping on Thanksgiving, but it made
me
wonder.
There.
I was there, and I was thinking, how did I find myself here? And I didn't buy anything, but I just saw everyone there, and I thought, well, what happened to Thanksgiving? Uh-huh. Like, people ate, they watched the football, game, and then, or half didn't watch that, and they were there for that 6 o'clock sale, the first sale.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I didn't buy anything, and shout out to Danielle. I saw
you just
her
wanted to be in the midst, do you think?
Yeah, and I just put you out there, Danielle, sorry about that. I don't know, I just wanted to be in the mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I really wanted, Teresa, was an Egyptian cotton pillow.
Okay.
And they didn't have it. Like, I came too late. So it was okay. But and people's attitudes weren't the best. I mean, if you ask someone, oh, yeah.
Come on.
You really have to pray through before you go in there. You really do. And you would ask for something, and it's like, hey, every man for
you're
himself,
on your own.
You're
huh?
on your own. So
wow.
But it was really fun. It
okay.
was fun. But we gave God glory first. We were very thankful for the day. We were praying for my friend TJ, his family, TJ Adams. He lost his brother right before Thanksgiving. So we're praying for them. And we were very grateful that a lot of people are still, they still have their family.
Mm-hmm.
And we can still, even when you lose somebody, you can be thankful for the things you still have.
Absolutely. And the lives that they have.
And the lives. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, Risa, for you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was fabulous. It was quiet. Of course, I'm still packing. We're buying a house.
Risa and them are living the American dream. They just purchased their first
home. Praise God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so what was that like? Or did you guys have Thanksgiving at your house?
No, we went to my dad's because my pots and pans are in transit. Right. All I had to do was cook the macaroni
and cheese.
Boy,
the dad got down, huh?
My dad did, and I just showed you guys the mound, the foolishness. That plate was really ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
He had fried chicken and ham, ribs, greens,
chicken and ham.
Potato salad, macaroni and cheese, dressing. The food never stopped.
God.
So
were you, food drunk yesterday?
I wasn't, because it was really gluttony at its finest. I fixed a bigger plate. I got really, really excited.
Dizzy,
I
did
sat
too.
Down, and then as I started
eating, happy? Do you
I did.
Get happy?
I started clapping, dancing. And I was like, yeah, we have to go in.
Dizzy, you got to show her your happy dance.
And by the time, I think,
Yo, I wish I could have videoed Risa's happy dance, because she just had a moment where she went back.
Two sips of Sprite, and I just, my dad looked at me, and he was like, you about to tap out. And James was like, it's over. I said, babe, it's over. You shouldn't even fix all of that. I ended up taking it home to go. And last night, James had to work last night, so last night, I had the to-go box, and I'm looking at all of this food like, you really put this on one plate to eat in one sitting at one time?
Uh-huh.
It's in my refrigerator.
What do you think that was
about? And I don't eat leftovers, so I just
waste. And so what do you think that was about?
Sometimes we set ourselves up in our minds for something, and I think I had set myself up all week in my mind. But really, my body was like, first of all, I have a weight loss goal. So I put on Facebook last night. I was like, this doesn't even make sense, because I'm going to start a cleanse today. And
mm-hmm. Oh, you're starting a cleanse today.
So it was absolutely pointless.
You know what I wanted to say? And once you
go
finish,
ahead,
I was thinking, shout out to our dads. I wanted to say that when we actually got to our dad's, my dad's home yesterday, something really made me feel really special.
And what was that?
He had some little bottles of sparkling grape juice, and he had the little wine glasses out. And he said, you know what, before we do anything, we want to thank God for one thing. He said, we want to do a toast to you for your new CD. He goes, I know I'm not one of the major producers, but he said one of the big wigs, but he said, I want to do a toast because you've been working on this for so long.
Uh-huh.
And but this is not normally what my dad does. He doesn't do toast or anything like that. And it just really made me feel proud.
Uh-huh.
And I think it made him feel proud that I've worked so long and I've had a group of incredible people around me just working with me to let this actual CD, single come to fruition. So I was really grateful for that, to see him changing. I mean, as you get older, my mom has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really proud. And so that was one of the things I was thankful for. And then we got down and ate.
Uh-huh.
But that was one of the things I was really thankful
for. And I want to talk about that this morning as we talk about what we're talking about And I want to talk about if we struggle, especially as women, too much with our own individuality. And are we preventing ourselves from living our dreams? And Octavia was talking about her CD, and those of you who did not hear it, we debuted it. We scooped the other people that were going to be playing it first. And it is just because we love to water other people. And we had no idea that you guys, that you had plans to debut it someplace. But when we heard it, we loved it. And we just wanted to share that with the OPT network and people around the country. And this morning, as I was thinking about you birthing your dream, and I know, Risa, you're birthing, you're in the birthing room as well, I really started to pose the question, if we're struggling too much with, Risa, being who we are. And I found this incredible, wonderful quote that Maya Angelou said, and she said that if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Are we struggling too much, you think, as women with our individuality?
I know I am. And I say that because right now in my life, I have so many things going on. I have, of course, we're purchasing our new home, and we're moving in 2 weeks. So that's overwhelming. It's a lot. This is the first time that I've ever really... This is the first time I've moved into a home. We've lived in an apartment for so long. And so I feel like there's so much space. And it's I need, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I need to be figuring out how can I fill up the new space that I have. So that's a mental process for me that I don't think that a lot of people think about. Like, when we get more space, we feel like
we got
pressured to fill it up. So that's one thing. And then...
But like I'm talking about like your personal gifts, and
I'm writing a book,
right? And who you are. Do we have to struggle with that? And sometimes, often, so that we don't feel like we trample on others, or others won't feel threatened by who we are.
Yeah, with me writing the book, and then going into ministry and studying in the ministry, I still struggle with maintaining my identity as Teresa and the person that everyone knows me to be. But it's pressure because I'm juggling a million different hats, and then sometimes I get lost in the weeds. Okay, like, now where is she? Where is Teresa? Today, what does Teresa want to be working on? What do I want to be doing? Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it has nothing to do with my goals. But then I feel guilty. If I wake up in the morning and I'm doing something that's not getting me closer to where I'm trying to be, then I'm guilty. Like, okay, you're not being productive. You should be doing something else. So there's always that battle and that struggle. When you have goals right in front of you, you're working to get them, but then you're still a person. You're still human.
Go ahead, Octavia.
Well, and I think it has to be, it's baby steps. And as you guys know, that this song was written 8 years ago.
So a lot of people didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and this is great for the birthing room, because oftentimes God will show you a thing. And sometimes we think, okay, let me put my tennis shoes on. Let me put my sneakers on. I got to run to it. And he showed you a thing, but that thing might not happen until years down the road. But then you struggle with being that and doing that. And so how did that 8-year span, how did you, matriculate through those 8 years to get to this point?
Well, I think I put one foot in front of the other. I just kept working. I just kept doing. I took my mind off of sometimes my own goal, and I wanted to help others. That is something that is deep down in my heart. I really, truly want to assist other people in whatever endeavor they have. I was speaking to someone, Carlette, the other day, speaking about, if someone like Risa, she has a book, and let's say that she comes out with her book very soon, I am super excited. My friend Lisa Lowry, you guys know Lisa, she's going to be coming out with something, and I am genuinely excited.
Liz.
And I am genuinely excited about what she does.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if you can just get pumped about everyone else's accomplishments, at some point it's going to come around to you. You mm-hmm. don't do things just to get it. But I really get excited about helping others.
But I think that it's okay if you do things in understanding that when you give, that you're going to receive. And a lot of us really have an issue with that. Yeah. And as we struggle to find our identity and our place, I wonder why we have to be apologetic for that. Why we can't just, you know, stand in what God has called us to do. Why do we always have to apologize for that?
You know, and I question that every time. And my husband is so good about saying, quit apologizing. People don't know your story. So all of a sudden, they see, bam, they see what God has given you. And then there's a little bit of, what is she doing? What is he doing? You weren't there through the struggles. You weren't there in the middle of the nights when this person have cried out and said, God, where, mm-hmm. When is my time going to come?
Mm-hmm.
And so people don't hear all of that. They just see the glitz and the glamour, and they don't know that it took hours to get your hair done before the photo shoot. They don't know that you had to stay in the studio for hours upon hours to make sure things were right. They don't know that God had to place you in the right contact with the right people, mm-hmm. the right DJs at the right time to be there. They don't understand those stories.
Mm-hmm.
But however, when you continue to love, when you continue to help others, it's a law by itself.
Mm-hmm.
When you give, if you don't believe in God's law, believe in karma, because whatever you put out is going to come back to you.
Absolutely.
So that's actually how it works. And so if I can continue to focus my mind on what God has for me, continue to help those around me, regardless of what I see, because it is a law, it will come back, then I believe that I will see that fruit blossom. I said this, when a baby is conceived, it takes, 9 months for that baby to be birthed.
Mm-hmm.
People think about a cake.
Mm-hmm.
When you bake a cake in the oven, it's so quiet. You don't hear a cake cooking like popcorn is popping.
Mm-hmm.
The process is pretty much the same. And sometimes we see others who are going through something. You see all of the, you hear the loudness. You hear everything. You see them on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You see all of this. Well, when popcorn is in the skillet, it's popping. It's making noise. You mm-hmm. know what's getting ready to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't require as much faith, Carlette,
mm-hmm.
to understand in mm-hmm. a few seconds you're going to have popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you have that cake in the oven
right.
and it's baking, you don't know what's happening. But if you pull that cake out too quick.
Yep.
You're not going to have what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we have to do, I believe, is just wait for that birthing process to take place. Be patient.
Uh-huh.
Help others. And I've always said it, while you're waiting, waiters and waitresses, when they're inside the restaurant, they're waiting. They're not sitting down idly, but they're moving around. A dear friend of mine gave me that analogy years ago when I was single mm-hmm. forever, when I thought I never would get married. And she said, wait on God. But while you're waiting on God, stay busy. Stay active.
Wow, that's powerful. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Journey Hospice for dignity, comfort, and support. Here's the number you can phone. It's 318-880-0223. Also, Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919, and our friends at Southern Heritage Bank. Meeting the financial needs of our community. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It's Friday. It's Black Friday. It's 13 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern. You're on point. The official OPT Network.
You want to get out? What you going to do? You want to get out?
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on and
get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For
more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. And also... The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Listen, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And you know what? You know how the conversation goes. Well, we're bringing into the conversation our good friend, Sherry L. Brown Jackson, joined by Octavia Jackson Williams. She, if you saw her on the news the other day, she was sign languaging. So I have learned how to sign my name. I mean, I loved it so much. Teresa Bowie, who is just so amazing. All of these women are so amazing. But what we love the most is that they're just real. This morning, our conversation centers around, as we're dawning another new year, a new season, I asked the question of our ladies, are we struggling too much with our own individuality? And in that, is it preventing us from living our dreams? And Sherry, you said what about it?
Well, first of all, I want to say good morning and thank you again for letting me impose myself.
We love it. We love it.
On the show. And good morning and congratulations, Octavia, on your new single.
Woohoo!
With all of that said,
I can talk about me. Once I started to really know who I was, know what my personality was, know what my characteristics were, I would say, then I became comfortable with them. I will never be an in-the-box, follow-the-rules kind of girl. I'm just not going to do it.
I love that. And so, I love that you know that about you, though.
And I know that about me, and so I don't put myself in environments that call for that.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't put myself in restrictive environments where I do not have any wiggle room to breathe.
Well, clarify this, though, Sherry, about the follow the rules part. Clarify.
Well, yeah, let's just say, okay. If you tell me it's cold outside and to put a jacket on, I'm going to put the jacket on. But I'm going to put the jacket on the way I need to put the jacket on.
Okay. And what does that mean?
That means that I have to have some form of some individuality and ability to that. I cannot, I do not work well in restrictive environments, but that you must do A, B, and C, and you must do it like this every time you do it.
Okay.
It's just not me.
Okay, I get that. So are you one of those people, Sherry, that likes to go against the grain, that likes to sort of swim upstream?
I don't. Well, yeah, I guess. I do not do it just to make or frustrate somebody because, hey, I don't want to. Okay, I was in China. I got sense enough to know if I'm in China, they do things a certain way. I got to do it in China, just like that. But here's the thing. I'm not going to stay in China.
Right.
But I can do what needs to be done. But if you really want me to flourish,
right?
If you really want me to flourish, you must allow me to have some type of freedom in doing it.
And you know what, Sherry? I agree with that 100. And the question is this. Why do we struggle with that? I think that you have found
it's
something
so... It is peer pressure. It is peer pressure, Carlette. We are okay with ourselves until somebody else disproves of it.
Wow. Yeah. Now, Risa, pick that up. We're okay with ourselves until somebody else says something.
Well, see, I'm okay with myself whether somebody says something. I'm good either way. with my thing is, I feel like there has to be a balance. You have to be able to be humble, but also an executor. With me, you know, I'm okay with being a leader. I'm okay with being a part of a team. I'm okay with standing in the background. I'm okay with coming in the forefront.
And let me just say this, though, Risa, you might be the exception and not the rule, because most people in large, I think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, really, we want to espouse our individuality. But like Sherry said, I think it's an amazing point. But as soon as somebody comes on and says the contrary, you start to question, am I okay?
We do.
Well, that's exactly right. When someone else says that you do not fit into the norm of whatever they have established
right.
the norm to be, okay, it's like, just in the news last week, the 12-year-old girl, young African-American girl who had the natural hair.
Uh-huh.
And the school wanted to pull her, to expel her, if she did not conform to the norm that they had.
And let me just,
of what norm is.
Right. And let me just say that this was a young African-American girl at an African-American school.
That's right.
So these were black people telling her that she didn't fit in, that her hair, the way she decided to wear it, was unacceptable. So that takes her out of her individuality, where she and her mother or her family have said, you know what, we're okay with this. And then a group of people come in and say, you don't fit in.
Because she made somebody else uncomfortable.
Right. I think that is so powerful.
She made somebody else uncomfortable.
Right. And why, the question has got to continue, why does her individuality, what she's decided, what she's chosen, she's 12 years old, so what she and her mom have decided, why
does that have to make others feel, why can't they feel comfortable with what she's chosen? And then that immediately, and I'm glad you brought that up, Sherry, because she's a young girl. Her and her mom feel like this is fine. This is what the way we want to represent. And now some other adults have came around and said, you're not acceptable. What does that do to her individuality, but most importantly, her self-esteem and her security?
And here's the thing, Carlette, God is a God of diversity.
Absolutely.
God is a God of diversity. God took time to intricately fine-tune all the details that made me, Sherry, you, Carlette, Octavia, Teresa. He intricately knitted us.
Right.
Okay, and so when you try to contort me or change me,
right,
you are tampering with God's perfect design.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so this morning, I hope that this conversation will lead us all to say, I'm okay, you're okay, that our individuality, Risa, is what it is, and that you can find power in, like Sherry said, God made us all intricately. He said that we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm paraphrasing, but why cannot we just accept that and be, I be me, you be you, and we both be okay with that? Why does it have to be an issue?
See, that's one of the things with, you know, I'm grateful that my mom, I've always been different, and my mom has always just made me comfortable with that. So coming out of the box and coming into my womanhood.
When you say different, what does that mean for you?
I'm loud, like Miss Sherry. You know, I can go against the grain if I want to. Sometimes now that I'm getting older, I kind of fall back. I'm more humble than I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I can. I will. Mm-hmm. I'm an activist. I'll rally and protest, and I can be controversial, and I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay if no one else agrees with me, and I have to stand alone,
mm-hmm.
and I have in a lot of situations. And that's just the woman that my parents and my grandparents and aunts and uncles raised me to be. And now that I have children of my own, especially having a daughter who is now seeing the world and trying to figure out where she fits in, which category she fits in.
And I'm glad you said that. Let me stop you there because that's important. You have a daughter. You send your daughter to school. You guys decide on her hairstyle.
And she's natural.
Mm-hmm. And someone says to her, your hair doesn't comport with what we think is normal. They don't even have a reason why this child's hair.
But even before someone says something to you, we already have something in our minds. And the reason that I say that is because before anyone, no one has ever said anything negative to her about her hair,
mm-hmm.
but she notices she is different. Her hair, she tells me, Mama, my ponytail don't swing like the other girl.
Oh,
but now, her hair is long. It's uh-huh. past her shoulders, but she's natural. So, of course,
it's going to tighten up. Right.
Yeah,
it's
going to
tighten up. Mm-hmm.
And she says, but Mama, my ponytail don't swing like my friend.
Uh-huh.
Or she'll say, well, so-and-so has a perm. Can I get one? So she's already noticed
right.
from her peers that she is different.
And so what do you say to her about why her hair doesn't swing and as opposed to other kids or why her hair looks different?
I explain to her that she is natural. She's an African American. She has, you know, she has to embrace her natural grade of hair. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I said, baby, do you realize how many grown women are just now struggling and trying to get the hair?
I'm raising my hand.
You have?
Me?
I said, but you're 5 years old, and you have the hair and the hairstyles that a lot of women are trying to get.
Right.
And she'll just smile, and she's like, really? Really? So now she's identifying herself with, wow, I'm only five, and I have women that are trying to get where I am.
Uh-huh.
The other girls don't understand me.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Now she's coming into her own, and I'm glad that I'm, but I have to put that in her.
Right, and you have to understand this.
Yes, I have to understand that, yes, she is going to see herself different.
Mm-hmm.
But, and of course, Jalen has eczema really, really bad.
Okay.
And so, and it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
So she would come home crying, like, you know, unconscious and uncomfortable because the other kids have made comments about her skin, and I've told her, that's not anything that you need to be embarrassed about. You can't help it. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Now she's like, okay, well, whatever, because she was wanting to wear the long sleeves. Mm-hmm. She was wanting to cover it up. I think sometimes we have to just be able to embrace who we are, what makes us different, and go with it.
Right. And I think that it starts, and Sherry, I'm so glad that you mentioned the 12-year-old girl, and I think it does start. I'm glad you mentioned the 12-year-old girl with her hair, because I think as women, we have to start with our young girls, and we have to begin to empower them so that they don't become women, Octavia, who are insecure with being who they are.
We are more alike.
Hang on. Hold that thought.
We are more alike than we are different. What I love about women and sisterhood is that we can, if we're all hurting, if one is hurting, we all kind of gravitate toward that person and comfort them. We often like to joke and say that women could come out of the bathroom. You can have five women coming out of the bathroom all laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. If you get five guys walking out of the bathroom laughing, you're like, that's not so cool. We don't know what was going on. Women, we can go in the restroom. We can all talk about what's going on, the time of month. We may not even know each other, mm-hmm. but we all connect. Black, white, Chinese, whatever mm-hmm. race or background, we all connect. And I think if we begin to look at what we have in common mm-hmm. versus what we don't have in common, we can become closer. We can come together mm-hmm. because we all experience the same thing, regardless of shades of color, mm-hmm. Textures of hair. You know, it's we're all really more alike than we are different.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Sherry.
What I was going to say is that, well, two things I want to go back to. Was that Ms. Bowen?
Uh-huh.
That talked about kind of being able to shift to be, you know, controversial if you want to mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. you know, not so if
right.
you don't want to. And she talked about humility.
Mm-hmm.
That word humility means that I don't overestimate who I am.
Mm.
Okay, I keep myself in perspective. The world does not revolve around my feet. However, I think that I am walking in humility when I am being my authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm being my authentic self. I don't just go around and say, okay, today I'm going to break the rule at Target, mm-hmm. you know. But
right.
as I go about my daily walk, if they tell me, you know, this sale is over at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm going to try to find a way and see, could we still get this item today? I cannot leave. Can I still get this right now?
Octavia's raising her hand.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
I'm still doing that. So it's not humility does not mean that I have to always, and it's definitely not, when we talk about that word meekness is not gentleness.
It's not?
I mean, it's not weakness.
Okay, it's not weakness.
It's not weakness. It's having that balance. It's knowing when to hold them and when to fold them.
Absolutely. And I think that's just, good, that's just good salesmanship when you're trying to get something that maybe is past and you still think that, you know,
but
you
humility,
could work it.
Humility is being able, Sherry, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is being able to say, I'm sorry, even if you know you didn't do anything wrong. Go back to that person and say, look, if you feel like someone has said something against you or they feel like you've said something, and I have done this, Sherry, on more than one occasion. Look, I am sorry. I feel like I didn't say anything, but if this helps you out, I am so sorry. Can we work this out? That is humility. That really is humility, because sometimes when you have the big head, whose problem is it if you walk away and saying, I refuse to apologize? Mm. You're only hurting yourself.
That's exactly right, Octavia. It is not necessarily saying that I have to always take the low road, but I'm not thinking that I am the better of this. I'm the better one. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I'm taking the position that you have value. You have value just as well as I do. I'm not considering myself more than I ought to.
For myself,
so I
really...
say, you know what? I am sorry. Mm. I do apologize.
Go
for
ahead.
Myself, walking, walking.
And this last part, and then I'm this my last part. I was at the gym. And this guy just kept following me. And finally, he said something. He said, ma'am, I have something to tell you. I said, okay. He said, you have to be one secure lady. I said, why are you, what makes you think? He said, because you rocking that hairstyle. I said, well, everybody knows my head is just about bald. Okay. But he said, you got to be securing yourself to go that route.
DC said maybe he was hitting. Hey, Sherry, he said maybe he was hitting on you.
Well, he might have been, but I'm going to use this part that he said he was doing. He was making the point that you have to be secure in yourself to do the things that you want to do that goes against what the norm may be.
Absolutely. Okay, Risa, add to that.
So since we're speaking on humility, let me just clarify for myself, humility isn't walking, you know, standing in the background and not being afraid to go against the grain. I mean, for those that know me, that's really who I am. I'm always the stand-up person, and I'm going to be the one, you know, to probably say something before everybody else does. However, I do feel that I don't have to be the one that's always... You don't have to speak about everything all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, for me, me standing back with being humility, I allow my humbleness to exalt me. I allow the glory of God and the favor that I have on my life to be exalted. So sometimes I can just walk in a room where I can be in a situation and I won't say anything. But when I do, it's going to hold more of a powerful punch mm-hmm. because of my humble presence.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you're always talking and if you're always being in the forefront and if you're always being in the limelight, well, you're not going to resonate with people the way it's not going to be as powerful mm-hmm. as it should versus when you have few words, people are going to be more inclined to listen when you do speak.
Mm, that's powerful. Hey, everybody, I want to really share this quote because I think it's powerful. Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, this is what she said. She said, there is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. And I
wow.
believe that was so, I know, everybody's like, well, hey, I'm going to read that again. She said, there is a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. And that should really make us all consider if we're helping each other or if we're hurting each other because we won't allow each other to just be who we are. And that's what the conversation is about, finding your individuality, being able to celebrate that no matter what it is. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Get Wired Satellite, UDB Insurance, and Cabrini Hospital. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's Black Friday. It's 8:42, and you're on point. The official OPT Network.
I could tie you up in my shoes, make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful, but what does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair. Say.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT.
Waiting till the morning light. Told to go and sacrifice. Knowing you're hearing God. Then on the third day, Abraham saw the place where he was to prove himself. Then Isaac said, Father, time now. God.
did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver you, yeah. Just like he did in the days of old. Just like he did in the days of old. Yeah, just like he did in the days of old. He'll deliver me. He'll deliver you. Just like he did in the days of old.
Just like he did.
Just like he did in the days of
old. Hey, everybody, we're back. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. And if you don't know, you will know. That is Miss Octavia Jackson Williams. That's her new single. It's called God Will Deliver. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When you just allow that to soak into your spirit, it is so much deeper than just words. And it's about being delivered and being who we ultimately are in life. And that's what we're talking about this morning on Real Women, Real Talk. We're talking about that struggle that we have to be delivered into who we really are. And during the break, Teresa, you had just an amazing point to make, and you got to make that point. Sherry had to leave us this morning, but you got to make that point.
I was just saying that when it comes to who we are and our personalities, people shouldn't know that as soon as they see us or as soon as they meet us. If I'm a loud person and I exude that when I walk into a room, sometimes that can be transformed into, you know what, she's arrogant, she's boastful. When you do too much.
And is that insecurity, though?
I think that it is. I think that if all my life I've been told I'm loud, I go against the grain, then you know what? Sometimes we will own what people have told us. Mm. We will own it, and we will say, okay, yeah, this is who I am, and I'm going to show the world that this is who I am. When really, it's not who you are. It becomes a Teflon of protection to protect yourself from, if I can beat people to the punch, mm-hmm. if I can exude this before they expose it, mm-hmm. then I'm protecting myself. Mm. I was also saying that people shouldn't know who you are until they actually get to know you. Mm. If I walk into a room, I want to be intriguing. And we should want to be intriguing.
And on a side note, Sherry said before she left us, she said, really and truly, people would never know this, but I'm shy. And I think you're right. I think that people, and DC and I have been talking to young David Christmas about this a lot. We tell him, just like your daughter, about her hair, we tell him who he is, so that when he goes out into the world, others don't label him. Because when he leaves home and he leaves us, he knows who we have told him he is. And when you don't know who you are, you will take on the characteristics
right.
of what others say you are.
Exactly. And like she said, people, I know Octavia is shy. I know her, but she's an artist. And so she has to be in the forefront sometimes. But because I know her, I know that she's shy. But what oftentimes happen is we allow people to see something that we're really not, and we don't allow who we really are to be introduced first, and that's how you can be misjudged. You know, if I'm shy, then why am I loud? If I'm really not a person for a lot of words, and why am I talking so much? Why? It's like, what are you doing?
We do it afraid. Sometimes when people have to, they put on a face. We mm-hmm. all do it. We put on a mm-hmm. face. We don't want people to really see sometimes the hurts, you know, behind that mask. And I know Maya Angelou talked about the mask. You know,
the mask of grins and lies. The mask we hide behind.
But I do want to say that when you do walk in the room, there's sometimes you should have a presence about you that just electrifies people. You may not have to say anything, mm-hmm. but it should electrify people. And if you walk in, I think we have.
But that's only though, Octavia, if you have an electrifying personality.
This is true.
I think when you walk in the room, just be. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Many of us are trying to do too much other than just be.
Just be.
And when you
just
do too much, you get misjudged. When you walk, you're trying to do way too much, mm-hmm. then people are going to decide who you are. They're going to tell you who you are based off of what you gave off.
Exactly. And a lot of times, let me tell you this, when you walk in a room, You don't know what you're giving off.
Right.
That is true.
If you're not trying to be your authentic self.
Your authentic self.
Now, unfortunately, some people's authentic self is that they're depressed. So they may need to work on it. That's another show. But they're always depressed. So they really can't help themselves. They walk in and they just bring the whole room down. Mm-hmm. So they may need a little help in saying, you know what, I need to be a little bit more positive.
Mm-hmm.
Not be fake.
Right.
Just look at the bright side. See the glass half full.
Mm-hmm. And this is, and I was having this conversation just yesterday with our son, and I said to him, I said, do you know that you have the power within yourself to decide how you're going to be? And he and I were having, and when he's a young man of few words, but when he talks, you know, he has something to say. And he said, well, sometimes, mother, I don't choose to look at the good side of things. And I asked him, I said, well, why? Have we disappointed you? Have mom and dad disappointed you? He said, no. He said, and I used this word, and he said, mother, can you just dial it down a little bit? I said, well, are you a pragmatist? He said, can you just talk normal? And everybody who knows me, even our son, knows I'm a wordy. I love words. And I said, well, really what that means is that you're just a practical person. Are you? And he said, yeah, I'm just practical. And sometimes I just choose not to see the cup half full. And I said to him, and he started giving me all of these analogies. And I said to him, listen, he said, I said, if it's positive and negative, they don't go together. Right. Night and dark don't go together. There is never going to be any light in darkness. You know what I'm saying? So my point is, we have the power. We have the power within us to decide how we're going to think, how we're going to feel, how we're going to believe. And DC is so ready to go fishing.
Yes.
That he is really shooing us out.
He's dancing in the studio.
Absolutely. Risa, give me your last words on this subject.
Really, I just want to encourage people, regardless of what it is you've been judged for or misjudged for, be who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, I always use the walk in the room analogy because that's what I live by. When I walk in the room, I want people to see Teresa. I want people to see the favor of God that shines in and through me. And the other stuff will come.
That's
my
right.
Personality and my loudness and quirkiness and wittiness, those things will come later. I don't have to showcase that for people, because I think that when you walk in the room and you try to showcase everything that I am,
uh-huh,
you're fighting for the attention and the likableness. And you just need to fight for the fact that this, I'm Teresa, hello, get to know me. And open up that door for people to invite people in.
I love that. Octavia, last words from you.
Wow,
she's
amazing. I've had an incredible time this morning. I'm super excited that I get the day off. That's a really good thing. You know, let me end on saying how grateful and thankful I am, because I believe that's what we really wanted this show to be about, and I think it just morphed into what God wanted it to be. So I'm very thankful for my life here in Central Louisiana. I'm thankful for you and David. I am very thankful for On Point Talk. I'm not just plugging this. I am really thankful for this show. It gives us, Teresa and I and Lisa Campo, gives us all a platform, and Sherry as well, a platform just to express ourselves and to be real. And, I would be remiss if I just didn't say that no matter what you go through, the struggles, the situations in life, even approaching Christmas,
mm-hmm,
you may not have everything that you want, but you do have yourself. You do have your authentic self. And you have to remember, no matter what you're going through, God will absolutely deliver you.
I love that plug. God Will Deliver is the single. And let me just say this. We are grateful for every single woman who comes on Real Women, Real Talk and shows her authentic self. And you're right, Octavia. What David Christmas has systematically done is he has created a platform for all of us. This is not just for Carlette Christmas. And I would say this. Those women out there that would love to join these conversations, all you have to do is phone David Christmas, 318-445-5658. Go on the website and just bring your authentic self. And if you have a platform, and if you've ever gone on Facebook and you've heard or read the things that